Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're proud to celebrate the 100th Lark. And as usual, when you hear the signature tune, the Navy Lark presents its three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Although they may not realize it, ever since 1959, when the crew of HMS Troutbridge first sailed together, Lawrie Wyman has chronicled their adventures 100 times, and even a casual glance at Troutbridge shows she has the dents to prove it. After so long together, what could be more natural than that we should find some of the crew having a few in the fireman's bucket and bell to celebrate the way they've wriggled out of trouble for so many years?
You know, Jake, look, Johnson, take your elbows off the table when I'm chatting to you. It's uncouth.
I suppose having a fag behind your ear and flicking potato crisps at the other customers isn't.
Never mind whether it is or isn't. If you sit there with your elbows on the table, the victims of my Christmas attack will know that I flicked them and not you.
Oh, they might think Taffy here flicked them.
Not if they know him. Our Mr. Goldstein is not the sort to wang good grub about at Fulton's the Bag.
Yeah. Even if it wasn't his Fulton's.
Exactly. You was but on the subject of Taffy's finance. Pertwee's glass is empty.
Yeah, so is Abel Seaman Johnson's.
And as I bought the last round...
And I bought the round before...
It must be Taffy's round this time.
Mustn't it?
Taffy, no.
Leastways, not for a minute. I shan't be long, excuse me.
Now, where's he gone?
Well, I suppose he's just gone out to the... He hasn't, has he?
No. No, he hasn't. He's rejoined that group from the other ship in the public bar.
Skinflip, he's always on the scrounge. It... Stone me, he's done it again.
What?
He's copped a pint out of that lot, and now he's on his way back to us.
Hello again. Now, this is a bit awkward, isn't it? I mean, I've got a drink, and you haven't. Pity that.
We may as well toss for it, Chief. I mean, Taffy hasn't bought us a drink in 4 years, so he's not likely to start now, is he?
No. But he will after this lot, or I'll boot him right back to his welcome in the hillside. Righto, Fatso. I'll toss.
I'll call then. Heads.
You cheated! You knew that was my two-headed penny.
I'll have a small scotch, Dar.
You'll have half of mild, my son, and like it.
Oh, if you insist.
I do. Excuse me. Excuse me, beg your pardon. I'm sure. Gangway, please. Excuse me, madam, can I? No, I can't. Still, it was worth a try. Stand back, please. Stand back there. Gallant lad in blue coming through. Much obliged, I'm sure. Here. Oi! Service, please. Over here with the wallop.
Wait your turn, Jack. You can see him serving.
Wait me turn? Oh, that's it, is it? That's it. It was a different story when we were facing the perils of the unleashed enemy, wasn't it? Snatching the lads from the battle-torn beaches at Dunkirk, wasn't it? Nobody remembers how we held... how we held on against incredibly biblical odds. To keep our torn and war-tattered ensign fluttering bravely in the breeze in order that this realm, this sceptred isle, this England, should keep on regardless. When Albany had fled. England expect...
Have you finished? Or do you want to order something?
Never in the field have you... You're two halves of my altar. on the slate, love.
Next customer, please.
All right. There you are, then. Excuse me. Wallop by and sailor lad coming through. Mind your backs. Excuse me, madam. I wonder if I could...
Whoa!
How right you are. See you in court. Pardon me, gangway, please.
Hello, Chief. You were a long time. I suppose you've been getting off with that new barmaid, have you?
Let's just say we weren't our type. Now, cork up and drink your wallop.
Oh, tough.
And where's mine, may I ask?
Yours, Gulchty. Yours?
Mine. In case it escaped your notice, my glass is empty. I mean, I'm not one to sponge on his so-called friends, but if you didn't want to buy me a drink, you shouldn't have dragged me away from my mates in the other bar, just as I was about to buy them one, should you? Proper embarrassing it was. I can't think what they must be thinking of me.
If it's half what I'm thinking, you'd better belt back to your Green Valley and disappear down your own pit head a bit sharpish. Get out of the way, Johnson. I want to get at him.
And watch it, Chief. We got company.
Then charge him £2 each for a ringside seat for the best punch-up you've ever seen in Portsmouth.
You start a punch-up and they'll be doing the charging. It's Mr. Murray and Mr. Phillips. They've just come in the bar.
Yeah, they would.
Hello, you three. Having a good time?
Most exhilarating, sir.
Yes, smashing, sir.
Likewise, except that my glass is empty. I wasn't included in Mr. Pertwee's round, you see, sir. I wouldn't have mentioned it, but I can't stand petty meanness, can you?
Oh, really, Chief? I'm surprised at you. Not like you to leave a man out of a round like that.
A poor show.
But I didn't. It was him on.
Now, I'd say the least you could do is to buy Goldstein a drink immediately, Chief. Obviously, it must have been a mistake. We don't want any hard feelings, do we? No, buy one. There's a good chap.
But he's egged. You don't understand. He's been... How can I explain?
There's no need.
Just buy Goldstein a drink, and I'm sure you'll forget all about it.
Of course I will, sir. I was never one to harbor a grudge.
Good man, Goldstein. Good man. Jolly sporting
of you. But you don't understand. It's a trap.
I'm beaten and I can't get out. Oh, pity Pertwee, somebody.
No, don't be a bad loser, Pertwee. Now, come along, Mr. Phillips. We don't want to interrupt the chief enjoying himself with his friends any longer.
Right, sir. Excuse me, please. Can we get through? Sorry to trouble you, madam. Would you mind if I...
Oh!
In that case, I won't. Pardon. Excuse me. Mind your backs, please. You know, Mr. Murray, I've never known this pub to be so... Mr. Murray? Mr. Murray, sir?
Carry on. I'm right behind you. My apologies, madam. My word, you're having quite an evening, aren't you? Could I get to the bar, please? Excuse me. Thanks. We made it. I said we made... Mr. Phillips, what's the matter with you?
How about that?
What?
The new barmaid. I say...
Yes, so do I. Very,
cool.
Exactly.
And what would you gentlemen like?
And make mine a double.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We said we'd like a... Do you mind?
Well, I saw her first.
That has nothing to do with it.
Could we have two large...
This is my round.
No, it's not. It's mine.
It isn't. Sorry to keep you waiting, miss.
It's my friend's fault.
We'd like two large... Mr. Phillips, may I remind you that I'm the senior officer?
Oh. So that's the attitude now, is it? Pulling rank on me. Just because there's a pretty girl behind me...
I'm not pulling rank.
You are.
I'm not. I'm just reminding you. And what does her mean?
Nothing, sir. Just
I thought we came here for a friendly drink.
So did I. Obviously, I was mistaken.
And me. And stop going her all the time.
I was clearing my throat.
Her.
Now who's doing it?
Don't be childish. Shut up while I order the drinks.
Okay. Go ahead.
I intend to. Now then, Miss Wheatler. Oh, good evening, landlord.
Good evening, sir. Nice to see you around again.
Thank you. We'd like two large...
Just before you order, sir. You're wanted on the phone. It's Captain Powy, sir, I'm afraid.
Oh, blast. What the blazes does he want now?
Come through the hatch, sir. The phone's out in the back. Jeannie will show you the way.
Oh, well, it's nice to receive a call from one's friends, I always say.
This way, sir. The phone's through that door.
Really? Well, perhaps if you came through as well, you could...
I'm sorry, sir. I can't leave the bar. I must serve your wee blonde friend.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hello, Lieutenant Murray speaking.
At last. I thought I was going to have to wait till closing time before you answered. Now, listen carefully. There's a NATO exercise on tonight, and one of the frigates has engine trouble, so you are to join the exercise instead.
Us, sir? Is that wise?
The decision was not mine, I assure you. Collect any men that there are with you in the hostelry, because you sail at midnight. You'll take up station with the destroyer Makepeace to starboard and the aircraft carrier Falcon to port.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear?
Well, it just struck me that for Troutbridge to sail with ships either side of her is rather asking for the jackpot, sir.
Yes, quite. That decision wasn't mine either. You'll put to sea in convoy, keeping your station throughout the night. At dawn tomorrow, you'll engage the enemy.
The enemy, sir?
Yes. There are two barges, three tugs, and an old ferry boat anchored at sea as target ships.
I take it we're supposed to sink them.
That's right, sink them, not the destroyer Makepeace or the carrier Martin.
Yes, very good, sir. We'll do our best.
All I can say is it's a bit much. Steady at that.
Steady at that?
If I must, sir.
No, I see nothing wrong with Admiralty asking us to put to sea, Mr. Phillips. Nothing at all.
Oh, you wouldn't. I just arranged to take Jeannie home. Right hand up a bit, Chief.
Right hand up a bit, as it's an order, sir.
She lives with her uncle. And now, because of this ridiculous exercise, that poor defenseless girl will have to trudge through the streets unescorted.
She'd probably be a lot safer.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, without you, she may at least find the way to her uncle's house.
Her.
And her to everybody.
Oh, now look, Pertwee, you're not still sulking about that drink you had to buy Goldstein, are you?
I'm sure I don't know what you are talking about, sir.
He is sulking.
Straighten her out, Chief.
Now, look, Pertwee. How are we to know what...
Straighten her out! If you insist it is, sir.
Thank you.
Just my duty, sir.
Oh, this is ridiculous. How can we run the ship when nobody on the bridge is talking to anybody else?
Well, I prefer it that way.
So do I.
Well, I don't.
Be a captain on the bridge, sir.
Good evening, sir. Course 150, both engines half ahead at 95 revolutions. Second boiler, 2 hours notice for steam. Cleared nab tower at 0125. Radar type K93 operating.
Yes, all right, all right. No need to blind me with silence, what? We are still afloat, sir, would have done, you know. My word, this is a bit much, isn't it? I hear you chaps are all having a cracking evening together down at the pub, too, aren't? You know, I wouldn't mind having another bet that it was Chief's turn to buy a drink when you heard, what? CPOs are all the same. You can never get them to put their hands into their pockets in a pub, can you? must be an occupational hazard, I suppose, but you're all the same, aren't you, Pertwee? We are on course, then, are we?
We are, sir.
Yes. Yes. Splendid news. Not that I ever thought we would be from... Oh, dear. I mean, not... Yes. Jolly lucky young Povey managed to catch you all at the pub, wasn't he? What? No, it wasn't, was it? Incidentally, did you notice the new barmaid? My word, she's a cracking little piece, what? I'm surprised you chaps didn't make a date with her and offer to walk her home instead of coming out here on this. You didn't have much choice, really, did you? No.
No, sir, we didn't.
No. Well, there it is, then. I think I may as well leave you chaps to make a hash of it. I mean, if you chaps would like some hash, I'll get the cook to. We're on course then, are we?
Yes, sir. Still.
How amazing. How. Lord, well, there it is then. There it is. If you want me, I'll be here. Well, I don't suppose you will, so it doesn't matter, does it? No, I didn't think it would. Good night.
It's fascinating, isn't it? I just can't understand how one man can put his foot in it so often. Honestly, he never thinks before he We're on course, then, aren't we?
Just tell me how many more times.
Yes!
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout. Leading seaman Goldstein chatting. Feet dead ahead, sir. Leastways, a lot of little red and green lights are.
Thank you, Goldstein.
Pretty sight, isn't it? Reminds me of the illuminations on the front of Tranfire Gigglegog. Except that the Tranfire Gigglegog, the lights are more a sort of blue and white because they're gas, you see. Light up the promontory, they do. Especially when the locals have finished cooking their ITs and their pressure builds up a bit. The lads used to wait underneath for a mantle to fall. And as he dropped, they'd catch it a fourpenny one with a kiddie's spade and wang it out to sea. Then we all stood dead quiet, waiting to hear it go psst as it landed in the water.
Yeah, fascinating, I'm sure, but we must get on station.
But, sir, don't you want to hear some more about Landvire?
Well?
Gigglegog?
No.
Oh?
On station now, sir.
Slow time berth.
Slow time berth it is, sir.
Steady, steady. Stop engines.
Stop engines, sir.
Oh, beautifully parked, Mr. Phillips. Oh, it was nothing.
Just experience, a natural flair, keen eye, knowledge of the tides and the currents, cool brain, proper training, a thorough understanding of the instruments.
And a big head.
Yes. Now... No. No, now just a minute. Who did that?
Our Storm did, sir. The experience, natural flair, keen eye, cool brain, and other codswallop just went for a Burton.
What do you mean? I did everything?
No, not quite, sir. You forgot to put the handbrake on, sir. You didn't drop anchor, so our Storm swung round and woke up everybody on Makepeace.
Bridge, number one here.
Engine room here, sir. Able Seaman Johnson chatting. If we're going to go boing into anything else, I want to come up on deck.
Oh, sorry about that, Johnson. I suppose it must have been pretty loud down there.
Yeah, it was, sir. My poor little head feels like the clapper inside Big Ben.
Yeah, then be grateful it was only one and not 12 o'clock. Johnson, hello.
Look, far be it from me to interrupt, sir, but the rest of the fleet are sailing.
What?
Lummy,
it must be Zorro here. I mean Hero, sire.
No, time.
Thank you, yeah. Quick, slow ahead both.
Slow ahead both it is, sir.
And for pity's sake, stay on station, Mr. Phillips. No bumps a daisy with Makepeace and Vulcan. You leave it to me, sir. Right hand up a bit.
Right hand up a bit, it is, sir.
Sorry, pardon, Vulcan. Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, sir. It shouldn't have been, sir.
Sorry, pardon, Makepeace. Again. Lummy, a ricochet. Hello, Vulcan. Nice to have bumped into you. Well, I mean, a left and a right. Right. No, scrub. Scrub that.
Scrub that.
No, steady it. Right.
Steady that.
Wait,
we'll make it
swing around the other way before
swing around the other way.
Too late.
Move over a bit, can't you, Makepeace? That's a bit more like it. No, it isn't. No, we're moving away, not them. Hello again, Vulcan. Sorry, pardon. I'll get it right in a minute. Just now, I haven't got enough water to... ahoy there, Makepeace. Still here, then. Lovely night. Well, if you insist.
Mr. Phillips, sir, the bells.
What about the...
Ship on station, sir. Broadside on and still bouncing nicely.
Oh, shut up a minute. I said sorry, pardon.
Don't you whoop me. I'll give you a minute. Jolly peaceful, isn't it? Sailing like this through the darkness. Everything so still and quiet.
Well, it is now, sir.
Don't harp, Pertwee. I explained all that. I needed more water to maneuver in.
Yes, something the size of the Atlantic would have done. Although even if he'd had the whole of that, he'd still have managed to clout the Queen Elizabeth.
You know, you're just narky because I made a date with the new barmaid.
I'm nothing of the sort.
All right. They're all for gay.
We're not.
I'm sorry I spoke.
Bridge number one here.
Port lookout here, sir.
Yeah, what is it, Ginger?
Well, there's somewhat a bit off, sir. We've followed yon red and green light all night, but about an hour ago, there seemed to be a lot lower in the water.
Yes. Yes, I see what you mean. We must have dropped the starn a bit.
That's what I were thinking, sir. But they're still just as bright. They remind me of illuminations at Blackpool, you know. Except there's not so many.
Yeah, quite, but this is...
I remember when I were a lad, some of us locals used to whip the bulbs out with our hankies. Then whiz them out to sea while they were still hot. Then we all stood dead quiet-like, waited to hear them go psst as they landed in the water.
Fascinating. You want to compare notes...
Mind you, more often than not, the bulb hit a rock. And then it went off with a dirty great bang and woke up all the seagulls.
I'm not surprised. Well, nice to have heard from you, Ginger.
Oh, I've not done yet. Wouldn't you like to hear some more about our holidays in Black?
Well...
Boo?
No.
Oh.
I suppose it's the lonely vigil that makes lookouts such chat-on-regardless yak-boxes.
Well, I thought it was most informative.
Oh, look, settle your differentials for a bit, gents, please. I think we've got a dead audible on our hands.
What do you mean?
Well, it's nearly dawn, sir, and you can just make out the ships ahead, sir.
Well, what about it? We're on station. Vulcan and Makepeace insisted that we sail slightly astern of them.
Yeah, I know, sir, but what we're slightly astern of isn't Makepeace or Vulcan, sir.
What?
Well, unless I'm very much mistaken, sir, we're slightly astern of two barges, three tugs, and an old ferry boat, sir.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. That would mean that somehow, during the night, we've lost the fleet and tagged on behind the target ships, which are to be blown up as soon as, I think I feel terribly unwell.
This is ridiculous. Those ships were moored. How could we have followed them all night?
Well, they're definitely moving.
Yes. They're the target ships, all right, but something must be towing them. I can just see some thick black smoke coming from... Oh. I think we all know where that smoke is coming from now.
Is Pertwee's Uncle Ebenezer and his Tatty Tug towing them?
What? Nunky? The stupid old fool has nicked them. He's pinched the target ship.
Quick, we must warn him. Sail round them.
Left hand down and full ahead both.
Left hand down, full ahead both, please.
Give it a loud hailer.
Here we are, sir.
Ahoy there, Mr. Ebenezer Pertwee. This is Troutbridge.
Keep off your pirates. I saw them first. They're mine.
They're not. They're target ships.
Don't you try to kid me. They're salvaged now and I'm claiming them. I'll get a bomb for this lot.
Yeah, how right you were. And it wasn't a bomb, it was a shell. Now cut your tow ropes and run for it, monkey.
Ah! I'm soaked! Who's throwing these?
It's a NATO exercise. You're towing the target ships and the fleet have found them and are firing on you.
And us.
Oh, let's get out of here, sir. Please. Please, sir. Oyster white flag, somebody. But we surrendered. Look, sir, please, let's get out of here. I don't want to be... banged into tiny, tiny bits. Full head boats, please! Full head boats!
Hello, this is intelligence speaking.
It's what doing what?
Will you marry me?
Will I what?
Don't bother, you're too bright for me. Here, Commander Bracewell wants a word with Captain Povey.
Hello, Captain Povey here.
Bracewell here, but I doubt if either of us will be for much longer. What? By George, sending Troutbridge on this NATO exercise thing was sticking your neck out a bit, wasn't it, old man? Dicing with the old pension and all that. What? My word, what a mess.
What have they done?
Practically got themselves blasted out of the water, old man. They were steaming about smack bag in the middle of the target area. Didn't they tell you when they got back?
No, strangely enough, they didn't.
No? You can't blame them, can you? I'd sort them out if I were you.
Don't worry, Commander Bracewell, I shall. Goodbye.
Good show. See you in the labor exchange. What?
Oh, not again.
Toodly bye.
Vera, where are the officers and crew of Troutbridge?
I think they said something about going down to the fireman's bucket and bell.
Did they? Right, I'll soon sort them out. I want a word with that sharp.
As I'm sure you'll remember, Johnson bought the last round.
Oh, ah. And I bought the round before that, didn't I?
You did, my son, and there are three of us.
Including Tappy.
We both included him when paying our whack, so therefore the next round must be...
on Tappy.
Mustn't it?
Well, I'll be back in a minute. I'm...
Hold him! Hold him!
But I've got some friends in the other bar.
Goldstein, if you don't buy us a flaming drink, your friends in the other bar won't even recognise you. I promise you.
Now, you chaps, what's going on here?
Murphy, why are you such a hostile drinker? Put Goldstein down.
Well, sir, I bought the first round, and then the chief
don't
bought...
bother, Johnson, don't bother. I can't stand it all again. I'll pay. It'll be worth it.
That's the spirit.
Good man.
You won't forget mine this time, will you, chief?
I mean...
Yes, well, come away, Mr. Pierce. We don't want to get involved in a scene.
Right, sir, excuse me. Can we go to the bar, please? Pardon us, madam. Would you mind if... I say, you do come here often, don't you? Now, sir, what are you having?
Oh, that's all right. I'll get them.
No, really, I'll...
I said I will get the drinks.
Last orders, please.
Could we have two large...
Oh, it's you two. I thought Blondie was supposed to be taking me home to my uncle's last night.
Two halves of mild and with the utmost reluctance. A third one, please.
Ah, yes. I'm sorry about that, but duty calls.
Three halves of mild.
I should have thought you could have let the lady know you couldn't escort her.
Three halves of mild.
You know perfectly well I couldn't.
Three halves of mild!
I might have known I'd find you here. Number one, Mr. Phillips, what the blazes went on during that exercise?
Oh, blimey, thunderguts. Who let him off the leash? Oh, well, hello, sir. Delighted to see you, sir. What would you care to partake of in a small way?
Nothing, thank you. I want an explanation.
Are you sure you won't have a drink, sir? I mean, it would sound much more convincing if you were slightly won over the...
No, thank you. I want to know why you were off station and sailing in the target area at dawn this morning.
Oh, yes. Well, why were we... Now, what are we saying now? Yes. Of course, sir. It was most urgent. Frightfully, frightfully urgent, sir. Yes. Wasn't it?
What was?
Well, don't rush me, sir. I'm making this up as I go. We noticed this tug, you see, sir. This poor, defenseless tug, smack bang in the middle of the target ship, sir.
Huh?
A complete and utter stranger, sir, who had out of the kindness of his heart taken them in two. We had to try and rescue him, sir, you see, before the other ships opened fire. Regardless of the risk to our own length and limbs, sir. I mean, when you're out there in the deep blue waste, it's only humane if
You find a fellow mariner in
Stuttgart. All right, all right. You've got an excuse that I don't believe for a minute, but it lets me out with Admiralty for sending you idiots in the first place. So it'll do. It'll do.
Tell me, I must be getting more plausible.
Time, gentlemen, please.
What? No, just a minute.
Sorry, it's called time.
Oh, we don't want a drink.
Now, about last night, I can't apologize enough.
Typical, I'd say. Now, if I could walk you home...
No, thanks. Not tonight. I've got an escort. Uncle will see me home.
Uncle?
Yes, gentlemen. Uncle.
Oh, nasty.
Jeannie is my niece and is staying with my dear wife, Ramona, and me until next week. And, picking up some pocket money by helping out at the bar at the same time. Now, come along, my dear. Good night, gentlemen. Good night.
Good night.